Good job by the girls singing the national anthem. I doubt if you could hear that over our microphones very well. So if it was just a lot of silence for you, we apologize for that. But if you were able to listen, good job by the four Girl Scouts here for Bristol Bay singing the national anthem. So we're about ready to go here with a good ball game between Bristol Bay and King Cove.
Bristol Bay really needs Tia Thompson, because they'd only have six players.
I see that our other play-by-play man, Wes Foster, has just showed up. And
that's good, too, because I might have to run off here at halftime, but looks like even at the scorer's desk, they're short a person today.
Well, there's a lot going on today with Winterfest, yep. And people's cars aren't starting, and people want to go look at the bazaar. And so.
And for the first time in about 30 years, they couldn't do the penguin dip because they didn't have enough ice on the lake at Seville State.
Yeah, and no snow for a sledding party. We've sponsored a sledding party for several years, and there's just no snow here. So kind of unusual. King Cove wins the tap, and Chanel Newman for three right off the bat, and nothing but net.
Nice shot by Newman.
Chanel Newman is 3-0 King Cove. So Ruth Nishukpuk brings it down, gives it to Riley Lyon on the right side. It's like a zone defense for King Cove.
And the guards are moving around pretty quick, but the Angels are patiently passing the ball around out in front. Nishukpuk over to Wilson, down low to Hansen, inside to Riley Lyon. She goes up and...
they're going to call traveling.
She was pretty... Culver stood pretty straight up, like the coaches always wanted to do, didn't swing at the ball and didn't cause the turnover by
two
Riley.
Two tall girls with their hands straight up, and so the traveling call on Riley. Underneath, UTEC. Nice drive in there by Kuzakin. UTEC with a shot, partially blocked. And finally, control regained here by King Cove. And it'll be Peyton Kuzakin dribbling out front. They already lead the ballgame 3-0. We're about a minute into the game.
It looks like the Angels are... playing a man-to-man defense.
Bristol Bay hasn't been behind a lot this year, so it'll be interesting to see how they do. Here's Kazakin on a nice drive. Drives all the way underneath the basket, all along the baseline, back out front to Newman. Gives it back to Kazakin.
She made it through a lot of players there and make it back outside safely. It's pretty tricky dribble.
She went through a lot of traffic. Oh. There's a pass inside, tried to get it to Shankel Mack, stolen away by Michaela Wilson. Wilson gives it to Lyon. Lyon to Ruth Nishukpuk. She brings it down the floor. Left side, Hannah Moorcroft. Out front to Ruth and a shot hook. The Lions at the free throw line. Michaela Wilson with the shot up and in from about 15 feet.
She's turned herself into a pretty good shooter. She was doing good yesterday in the game. I saw her play there, too.
Michaela's got two. And 3-2, King Cove with the lead. Peyton Kazakin, good ball handler, drives to the left corner, shoots, misses. Nice rebound. Good block out by Michaela Wilson for the Angels. She gives it off to Ruth Nishukpuk. Long pass ahead to Anna Hansen. Back to Moorcroft for three. That one's short, and the rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Bristol Bay.
That was a nice pass by Ruth Nishukpuk because she noticed the defender had their back to her, and she just threw it over her head down to Hansen.
Moorcroft into Wilson, who fired up another one. Almost hit that one, but the rebound down to Haley Calver.
She dribbled the ball fairly well that way for being the biggest, tallest player on the court.
She's a good ball player. She's been good for King Cove for several years. Peyton Kazakin way down in the corner. Pass tried to come into Mack, and it's knocked out of there by Hannah Moorcroft. Here comes Riley Lyon quickly the other way for the Angels. And Riley is matched step for step by Kuzakin. She's a quick little ball player. Stays right with Riley. Gives it back to Ruth Nishukpuk. Left side to Moorcroft. On the corner to Hansen. Inside to Riley. Back out to Michaela Wilson. Wide open. Michaela shoots. Misses. Rebound taken down by Hannah Moorcroft.
The Angel girls are really being patient with their offense. They're passing it around. Well, Moorcroft right still there.
Moorcroft for three. He took a long one.
Yeah,
it always happens, doesn't it, John? Right when you're saying they're being patient, they fire up a long three-pointer.
It was pretty good. They pass the ball six or eight times, but
almost stolen by Hannah Moorcroft. But regained control here in Cove. Kuzakin to Kaylee Calver. The UTEC, Chanel Newman, down in the corner to UTEC, guarded by Riley Lyon there. 3-2 here, 4:38 to go in the first quarter. King Cove leads it 3-2. There's a long three-pointer by Peyton Kuzakin, and she banked it in. That doesn't happen very often, but a long bank shot for three. Oh, that could have been a backcourt violation, but it isn't called. There's a long three-pointer by Wilson. That one's no good. It's going to go almost out of bounds, saved by Hannah Moorcroft, but right into the hands of Chantel Mack for King Cove. The Lady Rookies lead at 6-2. Here's another three-pointer for Kuzakin. She misses this one. The ball is knocked out of bounds on the rebound, and it's going to belong to Bristol Bay.
And the Angels are going to have to work it inside a little bit. But that's tough. This is a good matchup for him because Culver's down there waiting for him to come inside. So
comes Wilson for the Angels. 6-2, King Cove with the lead here. Under 4 minutes to go. So we've played half the first quarter, and Bristol Bay trails it 6-2. Ruth Nishukpuk, left side now to Moorcroft, steps inside the three-point line, shoots and misses. Nice rebound by Michaela Wilson. Back out to Riley Lyon. Riley's going to try the baseline, runs into her own player. Left side to Moorcroft. Lyon, left side to Hansen. Not looking to shoot, really. Now Riley's going to go to the basket. Boy, it's tough inside there. There's three big girls for King Cove. Tall girls taking up a lot of space. There's no room on the inside for the Angels there.
And the Angels are having, it's probably the right defense because it's forcing them to take outside shots.
Yep.
If you know, that three-point line, it can be your savior or it could make you cry sometimes.
Yep. Angels were guilty of a three-second call on their end. On the other end here, King Cove loses it out of bounds, but it'll be knocked out by Bristol Bay. So Calver will throw it in for the Rookies. On the inbounds pass, almost stolen away there by Anna Hansen, and it's going to be off one of the Rookies players, so it'll be Bristol Bay ball.
Off number 10, Mack.
That's Chantel Mack, yeah. Heard that name from King Cove before, huh?
Yeah.
There comes Riley Lyon down the right side, tight roping all down the side, almost loses the ball. Gets it off to Nishukpuk now, left side to Hannah Moorcroft. Anna Hansen inside to Riley. Riley puts up the shot, and it's blocked.
See, that's... Usually Riley's been able to overpower. The other teams haven't had a center like in the defense.
Right? Yep, Calver cleanly blocked that one. And a little wake-up call here for Bristol Bay. They just are having a tough time down in the paint there with these tall girls from King Cove. There's a travel by Chanel Newman.
And King Cove is playing patient, too. They're not just throwing up shots right away. So Bristol Bay's used to running, fast breaking and that sort of thing. But King Cove...
And with them.
Yep, they're putting on this full-court press, too, which...
Chantel Mack sits down, and into the ballgame is Mary Yachmenev. So they lose a little height now as Yachmenev is down on the baseline there. See if Bristol Bay can exploit that. Here's a steal. Steal by Peyton Kazakin, but she's carrying the ball. So she made the steal, but then lost it right back. It'll be Angels ball once again here. 2:30 to go in the first quarter, and it's 6-2 here. In Cove,
Newman,
Angels have the ball.
Newman and 21 Kazakin are good defenders on the top of that zone.
Now there's a shot up by Michaela Wilson. She misses, and Anna Hansen gets in there. She's the tall girl for Bristol Bay. Got the rebound, put it back up and in. No good, and then the ball taken out of here by King Cove. So the Rookies have the ball with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and 6-2. King Cove with the lead. Haley Calver. Down in the left corner, back out front to UTEC, now to Newman at the top of the key. Gives it off to Kuzakin. Ball was loose there for a minute, but Kuzakin gathers it back in. Bounce pass over to Calver. Long shot by Calver, no good. Good position by Riley Lyon. Gets the rebound, comes quickly the other way. Gets it out to Nishukpuk. Left side to Moorcroft. She's open for three. That one's good.
She's turned herself into quite a three-point shooter.
And that makes it 6-5. King Cove leads it by one on the nice three-pointer by Hannah Moorcroft. She's got 3 points. King Cove with the ball now. Minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Calver over to Yachmenev. Down in the right side, right corner there to Newman. Newman left open now. She's going to put up another three. That one's off the front of the rim. Nice rebound. Angels had a lot of position there.
Yeah.
Had everything blocked off. Anna Hansen brings the rebound down. Gives it to Riley. Riley Lyon brings it down to Ruth Nishukpuk. Right side to Wilson. Out front to Nishukpuk. Over to Moorcroft again for three. This one no good. Rebound down by Calver. Quickly out to Newman. Here come the Rookies on the run out. Ahead to Kuzakin. Kuzakin from about 10 feet up and in.
8 points for the Rookies and 5 points for the Angels with 38 seconds left to go.
Full court press here, giving the Angels a little bit of trouble.
Doing that the whole first quarter, so people are running hard.
Pass into Riley Lyon, stolen away by King Cove. Under 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. King Cove leads it 8-5. Guzakin will bring it up for King Cove after the steal. Maybe they're going to go for one shot into Yachmenev. Back out to Newman. 15 seconds to go here in the quarter. Daly Calver. On the
7
right.
Seconds left to go.
Yeah. Count it down here. Are they going to get a shot off? Newman. Bounce pass. Almost stolen. Is stolen by Moorcroft. Fires at the length of the court. No good. But the end of the first quarter, you hear the buzzer sound. And unusual territory for the Lady Angels, but they're trailing at 8-5 against King Cove. End of the first quarter. We'll take a minute break, and we'll be back for the second quarter.
And I'm having trouble with the names, so I can't do the play-by-play thing. So. We're back here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. The Lady Angels taking on the King Cove rookies. Angels have control of it. Thompson in for the Angels. Wilson with a shot in the middle. And rebounded by the rookies. Utek.
Down to number 15. Puts up a shot. And it almost went in. But Ruth the Shookbook has the ball now. And 7:33 left to go. In the second quarter, 5 points for the Angels and 8 points for the rookies.
As Jeff said, it was kind of unknown territory for the Angels to be down.
And they're still struggling with this team.
Tia Thompson travels, so we will have a turnover to the rookies.
I think it's the Angels have a difficult time matching up against Culver, who's off, not on the court right now for the rookies.
Yachmenev up to Newman. Newman back to Kazakin. Kazakin doing a nice job ball handling for the rookies. Newman into Mack. Mack about 4 feet out. Still has the ball. Ball is tipped around.
Anna Hansen comes up with that one.
Good job by Anna. She wasn't really paying attention, but the ball, I think, woke her up with the ankle. Moorcroft with a three-pointer from that left side. Hannah Moorcroft with six now gives the Angels a tie-up at 8 apiece.
6:33 left to go in the second quarter.
Kazakin with the ball. Moorcroft is on her. Man-to-man defense all around. Newman with a high arching shot. A nice pass up to Utek, but she can't handle the ball. Newman's shot was almost in the sky, but it came down without hitting anything. Wilson at the free throw line, trying to get it over to Thompson. Thompson thought that she was going to be shooting. Lyon back into the game for the Angels.
Wilson sits down.
And only one substitution for the Angels, so they really have to be careful. Lyon got in a little bit of foul trouble last night. Her defensive action had to take a little bit of a low down travel on Mack as she was
trying to get
the
position
lane.
Inside and shuffled her feet.
Shookbook going up against full court press now. Got it tipped. She controls it though. Timeout by the coach. You know, that's something that I don't see a lot happening. In the past, John, I don't remember it anyway, but the coach is calling a lot more timeouts when they see their ball players are in trouble, especially with a 10-second rule that they haven't gotten over the 10-er line. So,
yeah, I wonder sometimes, you know, the end of the game, sometimes you need those things.
Yeah.
8-8 with 5 minutes and 45 seconds left to go. The Angels, number 41, that Kaylee Culver, she disrupts things in that zone defense, I think, down there when they get in there. Riley's used to being able to get some shots off inside, and they've had to rely on Hannah's outside shooting so far.
Lyon up to Hansen, back to Lyon into Moorcroft with a three-point shot.
And Mac gets it.
And Mac is a good-sized girl, too, that can get some rebounds for the rookies. You got Calver and Mac for the low post, and you've got Kazakin going down the center of the lane. Loses the handle on it, but it will be Kinko ball.
And Etchmaneth has to dive on the floor to keep the ball for the rookies. And she does it.
The coach from Bristol Bay yelling out 5 seconds to the ref, you know, as they had the ball. Calver inside. Calver only gets about 10 points a game if she's on a hot streak. Moorcroft gets a long court pass underneath the basket on that left low post, and she'll be going to the free throw line. Kazakin was matching up with her, but Kazakin didn't have the position.
Was that Riley that threw that pass? I can't.
I believe it was.
Is that the Angels, that Hannah and Anna can both run so well that the other girls are starting to, at this point in the season, notice them breaking away and getting down there, and they're starting to throw some good passes to them. As the Angels now have a lead 9-8 with 5 minutes left to go in this second quarter.
Utek back in there for the rookies. Moorcroft's second shot is good. She's got 8. Bristol Bay had a little bit of a full-court pressure yesterday going, but tonight or this afternoon they decided to just go with a man-to-man defense half-court. Calver, Newman on the left wing, picks up a dribble, looking for some help. Calver way out high. Calver
almost gets it ripped away by Hannah, but she makes a good recovery and gets it back out to 21.
Kazakin, it's Menev going to the baseline.
Drives Calver past everybody.
You got to put that foot on the end line, right, John?
Yes.
And
you have to stop
a two for Calver from the top of the circle.
Seems like she should shoot a little more. That was a nice shot.
She plays in and out. And she plays with her hands up right there as she takes Lyon's pass, gives it up to Kazakin, and Kazakin is on the floor. The ball is still loose, and we've got a jump ball call.
See, it happened all the time. She just drove into too many Angel players, and then there were just a bunch of tall people around her trying to throw the ball out of there, and it didn't work out. So the Angels are going to have the ball inbounding. It is Hannah Moorcroft with 10-10 at 4 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in the second quarter.
The Shookbook bringing it across the line. The Shookbook looking left, Moorcroft. High post to Lyon, back to Moorcroft with a 15-footer off the mark. Rebound by Utek. King Cove doing a keeping right up with the Angels there, moving the ball nicely. And just like Jeff said, moving the ball nicely, and throws it right over her head.
Kobe Bryant could have had no problem picking that one out of this guy. But
Yetchmanov has a little bit more of a hard time there. Lyon bringing it across. Hansen back to Lyon. That shot right at the free throw line off the back of the rim. The girls.
Utek gets the rebound and
both squads having a tough time with the basket going through the hoop. So
Culver has the top of the key now.
Mack with the ball right side. Double dribbles. And he was wanting to go down that right wing of the lane, but.
And we're still tied at 3 minutes 28 seconds left to go in the second quarter, so this is going to be a good half of basketball here. It's a closely contested game.
The Shookbook lobs it over to Moorcroft, into Lyon at the high post, left side. Wilson eyes it up, gives it to the Shookbook. The Shookbook bounce over to Moorcroft, and Moorcroft cannot get the ball into Lyon with Newman and Mack there playing good defense.
And then Utek and Culver and Mack down lower, they're pretty much stopping the Bristol Bay Angel girls from getting the ball in close to the basket. Seems like
Lyon to Hansen with a 15-footer, bounce around off, down to Mack. Mack brings it out, clears it. To Calver, back to Kazakin.
Kazakin, she just crossed half court.
Kazakin to the left.
Angels are in a man-to-man defense.
Newman over to Calver. Calver looking low, coming up high. Newman advances, brings it back to Kazakin between the circles. Favors the right side, going up against Moorcroft. First will be a man-to-man defense. Lobs it over Hansen to Calver with a shot. It's off the mark. Wilson with the rebound. And before Wilson can get the ball out, she travels with it.
2 minutes 25 left to go in the second quarter. 10-10 still.
Calver inbounding it. Lob pass out to Newman. Newman to the free throw line. Gives it to Kazakin down the middle. Outlet pass. Calver just on the three-point line. Rebounds by Moorcroft. Calver doesn't hesitate to shoot, but neither one of the ball teams have a good eye to the basket. Lob pass into Hansen with a reverse layup. It's off the mark. Rebound by Mack. Up to Newman. Newman slows it down to Kazakin.
First shot, the Angels have got off inside and close against the rookies. They're playing good defense, King Cove is.
Kazakin into Utek against Lyon. Lyon throws it way out to the rookies. Newman with the control. Kazakin, left side here.
Good defense by Lyon.
Calver has it against Hansen. Calver brings Hansen way out. Lobs it into Utek. Utek can't handle the ball, but Mack picks it up with a shot, and Wilson fouls her in the act.
And that was a better pass there than I mean, that was a perfect pass that the Mack girl threw, or was it Newman, threw into
I think it was more of a shot. Mack was just there for the rebound. Oh, yeah, that lob pass.
The pass before that Utek missed it, but it was there. It was the right idea.
So Mack misses the first one. Second one is off the front. Rebound is going to go to King Cove as it was Hansen getting a little bit better position, but doesn't really exactly have the handle. Calver with the inbound.
Minute and 29 left to go. She inbounds it 10-10
out
still.
Out to Mack. Mack bounces to Kazakin. Kazakin, far side. Backs up toward the center circle. Advances it to Newman on the right wing. Into Utek, blocked by Lyon. Lyon fights it with Wilson. Lyon comes out with it. Lyon's got Hansen, low post. Back out to Moorcroft on the left wing. Nishukpuk, Wilson with a three from the right side. It's off the back of the rim. Hansen cannot handle the rebound, but she does get it back into Wilson. Kazakin gets it right to...
Got a foul.
Kazakin is out there playing one on three, and she was doing a fantastic job until
she's
the referee
blew the whistle.
She's
been hustling this whole first half. It's still 10-10, 52 seconds left to go. And that three-point line, you marvel at the shots they take from way out there. They're worth one more point when you get them in, but it's a hard shot to make as Hannah launches another one up.
I was waiting for her to go right through. Utek with the rebound. The Lady Angels just haven't got the touch just yet for Shukbrook with a steal. Down the left side, she'll pull up. She could have hit Moorcroft going by. Wilson, Lyon. Lyon lobs it into Hansen. Back to Nishukbuk for a 15-point shot.
That was good basketball there.
Ruth with the first 2 points.
And Ruth, so many times kids will race to the basket and they'll put blinders on, but she pulled it back and set up the offense and ended up scoring on it. It was a good play.
Calver into the middle, loses the handle. Lyon with it. She's got two ladies way down. Hansen to Moorcroft off the back of the rim. Hansen with a putback, and she's got two more.
And then just like that, the quarter ends, and it's 14 for the Angels and 10 for the rookies.
Just like that, the first half is over, John.
4 points in 20 seconds and 14 for two quarters. That's it.
We would like to thank our halftime sponsors, Delta Western, Alaska West Freight, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, Peninsula Automotive, Bristol Bay Telephone, Riverside Chapel, King Flying Service, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Coastal Surveyors, all fine sponsors of Angels basketball. Again, we've got a halftime score of 14-10 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. What was it, about 5-8?
For a long time.
For first quarter, something along that line. So the Angels finally getting on track. 2 points by Anna Hansen. Hannah Moorcroft with 8. Ruth Nishukbuk with 2. And Michaela Wilson with 2.
I think Anna Hansen.
Yeah. That adds up to 14. Peyton Kazakin doing the scoring for the King Cove rookies with 5 points. Three by Chankel Newman. Two by Haley Kelver. So the King Cove rookies coming out hot there in the first quarter, but since then they have not hit so many of them. However, both teams going up and down the court, both got the same disease this morning. You know, can't get the bucket in the, you know, the ball in the bucket. That is, however, you got to hand it to King Cove. Their three tall players down underneath have really shut them down. King Bristol Bay, though, has made their points, most of them, on fast break efforts.
Now they're starting to take advantage of the big girls' ability to run. And they get them, they go fast, and Riley's made a couple nice passes to open people underneath, and King Cove, they don't have a lot of substitutes either because one player has an injury, and you get tired and can't keep that fast break starts working if you're...
Yeah, that starts working against you, indeed.
And they've been full court pressing the whole game, King Cove has.
So, again, halftime score here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. You're listening to live action, Round Robin 2015. The King Cove rookies are taking on the Bristol Bay Angels, and the boys team will be playing at 2:30. We're at halftime right now, so we're going to be taking a 7-minute break and be back with second half action after these messages. Welcome back to the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. I'm Wesley Foster along with John King, and we've got another half of basketball as the King Cove rookies and the Bristol Bay Angels are in a tight one. The Angels are ahead currently 14-10. We would like to thank our halftime sponsors for bringing you Angels basketball along with the King Cove rookies, our friends down in Sandpoint at KSDP at 8:30 a.m. Welcome to NACNIC. We'd like to thank Delta Western, Alaska West Freight, NACNIC Community Bible Chapel, Peninsula Automotive, Bristol Bay Telephone, Riverside Chapel, King Flying Service, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Coastal Surveyors for helping us bring you Angels basketball here on KAKN. And thanks for all the sponsors down in KSDP Sandpoint for helping your station bring you King Cove basketball.
And we've got wind chills out there to, I think, around 30 below today up here, and that might be a reason for some of the cold shooting that we've had in the first half. And the school here is run off waste heat from the power company, and it they don't generate enough heat because there's not enough people living in NACNIC anymore to keep all the generators going. So they've had an Arctic training experience here staying at the school this last weekend, these kids. So hopefully they all brought sleeping bags because I've been hearing the coaches talk about...
A little chilly, isn't
it? Yep.
Kazakin has it. Kelver back to Kazakin. Kazakin over to Newman on the right wing. Kazakin has control of it. Around the horn to Kelver. She drives down the right side. Back to Kazakin. Kazakin looking into Mack. Mack goes down the left. Bounce pass to Utek. Was wide open for a moment.
Uh-oh.
We had a jump ball called. Utek just had the fumble fingers. You know, after even being here a couple of days with the cold temperatures that we've had, it takes it out of you because the moisture is just not there. So joints, the whole nine yards, start to work on things, and Warcroft's shot doesn't go in. Calvin with the rebound.
Up to Newman.
Newman to Kazakin. Back to Newman with the right hand of the rim. Off the front of the rim.
I was sad to see them miss that shot because it was such good a play to go. But they get it back under the basket, and
Kazakin scores. So it's 14-12. Up forward to Hansen. Hansen just has poise about her no matter how many of the girls are running past her. So she's got really good poise on the court. Wilson, Hansen low post, trying to get up to Lyon. Tipped, controlled by Newman of King Cove. Kazakin at the top of the circle with a three, nothing but net.
And for the first time in this tournament, it's the Bristol Bay girls that are being outrun. And now it's 15-14 with 6 minutes and 37 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Was that Newman or Kazakin? I think that was Newman. We'll give it to Newman. She needs a few points. She's got six. The Shukpuk. Left side to Moorcroft with a three on the way. That was good. And a Moorcroft.
She's carried the scoring load for the Angels tonight with her three-point shooting.
11 points thus far. She's got three three-pointers and a couple of free throws. Kazakin picks up her dribble. Mack keeps it from going out.
She has to run it down and then travels because way down in the corner with two Angel girls on her after that. It was sort of an indecisive pass. I think Mack...
King Cove with full court pressure. Moorcroft has the ball back from Lyon. The Shukpuk has it. The Shukpuk got Newman on her. Up court to Wilson. Lob pass into Lyon. Lyon surrounded by King Cove rookies. The Shukpuk will try a three. It's off the heel of the board. Hanson with the shot up, a second attempt. And Mack will have the foul assessed to her.
And Hanson's going to get two free throws with the score 17-15.
One can really take a good look at how the ladies are shooting their free throws to see if they're really on or not. Hanson's first one is off the front of the rim. Had nice high arch to it, but just a little on the short side.
Didn't get there. I think she'll make this one, though.
Wilson, the Shukpuk, Hanson, Lyon, and Moorcroft are on the court, and Anna does make that second one. Brandel makes her appearance into the game. Brandel did a nice job for King Cove last night. Newman makes that Kazakin, can't get a good pass off. The Shukpuk up to Hanson. Hanson on the right side. Can't get that layup to go in. Calvert for the rookies. Gets the rebound. Rookies come down that far side. Kazakin. Kazakin has Calvert on the left. Brandel on the right wing. Low post has Utek and Mack. Kazakin still handles it. Picks up the dribble finally.
Ruth is playing good defense. But
Brandel with the shot now. As she was just outside the paint. Lyon with the run out. Lyon to the top. Moorcroft keeps it from going out, but the shot is way short. Ball is fought by Hanson and Utek. Hanson wins that one as it was off Utek. No, Utek wins that one.
It's 18-15, 5 minutes left to go in this third quarter. Bristol Bay Angel girls ahead.
A 5-1 run there. Brandel, right wing with the shot off the mark. Rebound by Lyon. Lyon runs it out. Lyon down that far side. Lyon's got Moorcroft. She hits her with a 2-foot shot there on the left side.
Yeah, it was a 3-on-2 fast break there. There was not much the King Cove girls could do.
Kazakin against Moorcroft. Back over to Calver. Kazakin has the ball. Hanson's on Calver. Kazakin has the ball between the circles. Looking to her right. Going to try to get the screen. Kazakin into the middle. Over to Utek. And Lyon hits her in the act of shooting. And Utek will go to the line. 10 points for Kazakin so far for the rookies. 6 by Newman. And Utek is at the line. 20-15. Bristol Bay really off the mark. And like you say, John, you wonder what it is because neither one of these ball teams can get a good shot off, even from the free throw line. Yep. That first one just barely hit the front of the rim as it was heading on the way down. Second one is good, though. She made adjustment. Utek with 1 point. Well, Kiko playing that full court pressure. Lyons. That shot right in front of the free throw line. It's off. Hanson with a second attempt. No good. Mack with the rebound. Wilson there to give some defense. Kazakin will handle the ball.
3 days. King Cove's been up here a long time. They had to leave a day early. So they've been out of their homes for quite a while. That wears on us, you know, the lack of sleep they get from all the activities.
Mack to the baseline on the right side. Turns around and beats Moorcroft there, and Moorcroft grabs the ball, and there's a tie-up. Mack went down to that low post. He had Wilson on her, and Wilson finally giving that foot a break by going out of bounds keeps her from taking that baseline. Calvert inbounding it. Oliver looking way high. Whoa. The Shook Puck with a push as Newman was getting the pass. 20-16.
And
in favor of the King Cove rookie.
With 3 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in this third quarter, Ruth had knee surgery about a year and a half ago, and she is finally getting some of that quickness back that I think it took in the recovery from.
Kazakin down to the baseline. She works the baseline, gets all the way across, out to Newman with a three at the top of the circle. Off the mark, rebounds on the floor.
They're rolling.
Calvert with a shot on her knee.
And goes up over everybody and puts it in.
She was on her knees with that shot. Instead of getting the travel, she shoots it. Hansen, though, comes back to match it. But that was an unbelievable shot. And, I mean, you had Lady Angels with their hands up all over the place.
Way over, because she was shooting from her knees. And it is 22-18 with 3 minutes left to go here in the
That might have been on Moorcroft with a foul as Kazakin was coming down fast.
And the King Cove girls are high-fiving Calver over that shot still. It was pretty amazing.
That was a nice shot. Calver coming back into play. Newman having trouble. Finally gets it into Calver up to Kazakin. Kazakin got Moorcroft on her real tight. Kazakin up between the circles. Kazakin going to her right, gets a screen, and into Newman to Utek. Utek can't handle the low pass.
Utek.
That was good ball handling until that last pass, and you can't really blame Utek for not getting it because it was a low pass.
In the middle of a bunch of people.
Wilson up court to Lyon. It's 1-on-4. Lyon's going to take it to the baseline with a shot. Doesn't even hit anything. Rebound to Utek.
It's good practice for Riley to go up against Calvert because Calvert just goes down there and waits for her, but she doesn't swing at the ball or anything. She just puts her hand straight up, and she's tall enough to really disrupt the shots like she did last time.
Calvert against Hansen. Hansen with a tip. Calvert with the recovery. Newman has it now at the free throw line. Left side. Kazakin gets the screen. Goes down. 8-foot shot. Not there. Rebound goes to Lyon. Lyon down the near side. Lyon with long strides into the center with a set shot. Actually a running shot there for Riley Lyon. She's got her first two of the game.
And a timeout called by King Coast coach with a minute and 56 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 24 for the Angels girls and 18 for the King Cove rookies.
You know, the perfect setup when you get an offense or defensive rebound is your guards head to the side. You know, they're not really under there really looking for a rebound, but they might get the long ones. But when the defensive rebound happens, the guards go to the side. The rebounder underneath hits them on the side, and that's how you start your fast break. You don't start your fast break on the low post running. I mean, that wears you out fast.
Yeah, and it generally, you can't outrun if the other team is hustling back on defense. You beat them down the court with a pass, not dribbling the ball, generally.
Exactly. Three passes in a shot normally is the way you break a good press. Angels having a tough time, though, so Riley Lyon just, you know, uses her good athletic ability to bring the ball down faster than King Cove right now. It's Minif into Newman. King Cove's got a 6-point advantage, 24-18.
Hannah Moorcroft feels the ball.
Coming right up behind Newman, takes it away from him.
The Angels are picking up man-to-man full court right now.
As Lyon over to Moorcroft, open for a half a second, ball's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Utek. Utek throws it right to Hansen, who throws it right into Yetchmanov, up to Newman. Newman's got Riley Lyon and the Shookbook. But the ball gets rebounded by Yetchmanov. Her shot's no good. Lyon running out with it now. Down the left side, she's got Calvert on her. That should have been a trip to the free throw line. However, Lyon gets her fourth point of the game instead.
And Coach Heath Lyon is real familiar with our referees here, and he's yelling at him over that one. But
Calvert with a shot off the back of the rim.
Gets her own rebound.
He's in three-point land right now. Kazakin got 55 seconds left here in the third quarter to do something with it.
Eight-point lead.
That was a high bounce right there. Yetchmenov steps on the three-point line. Rebound goes to Lyon. Lyon's got 42 seconds. Lyon down the left side, holds it up, lobs it over to Wilson. Wilson back out to Nishukpuk. Back to Lyon at the top of the free throw line. They're going to take some time off. Wilson's going to take a three. Oh, in and out off the board. Kazakin bringing it down fast. Goes past Nishukpuk. Newman's open for three. A little short. Looked like it had the line, but lob pass way up to Hansen. Newman's there to knock it out with just 9.5 seconds left.
Good defense by Newman there. 26 points for Bristol Bay Angels and 18 for the King Cove Lady Rookie.
Lob pass into Nishukpuk. She should have had a three-point right there. She didn't take it. Hansen has a turnaround jumper right there. Wilson will take a trip to the free throw line.
I think Calver fouled her.
26-18. Bristol Bay coming from four points down to have a nice lead right now on the back of Moorcroft's shooting. Shot is a little off. Moorcroft has 13. Hansen has 5. Lyon with 4. And 2 for Nishukpuk and Wilson. Wilson's second attempt there. Nice high arch. Is in. She's got 3. 27-18. Newman having a little trouble coming in. Nishukpuk intercepts it. Lyon with a 3-point attempt at the buzzer. Not there. Third quarter score, 27 for Bristol Bay, 18 for the King Cove Rookies. And a halftime score of 14-10, so the Bristol Bay Angels outscored the Rookies 13-8.
I think Ruth has really improved this year. I mean, from the start of the year till now and how fast she's moving on the court, she seemed to be a little timid at the start of the year, but now she's intercepting passes and moving fast.
Well, you know, from personal experience, once you have a knee injury, it's never the same again. You might think it's getting better and better and better, but you know, when you hit about the 45, 50 age, John, that little knee injury is going to come back to haunt you.
Well, I had fun playing basketball all through high school, but nowadays, being 50, you look at these kids and you worry when you see him go down. It could be something that's going to stay with him. And Ruth had a terrible. She had a big operation, but she's having fun playing. It looks like and going fast.
Samuelson for the King Cove Rookies injured her right knee in the first game of the tournament, and that you could hear the pain that she had. Hansen has the rebound. Back out to Nishukpuk now. Wilson on the right wing. Back up to Nishukpuk. Ball tipped a little bit as the rookies play a 2-3 zone defense. Moorcroft has it. Lyon at the free throw line puts up a tough one. Ball is...
Mack and UTEC got in, had the rebound, but they went and fought over it themselves there. So, unfortunately for the rookies, it went out the bounds to the Angels.
Moorcroft with the ball inbounds to Nishukpuk. Shukpuk backs up, gives it to Moorcroft, to Lyon at the free throw line. Lyon goes up against Newman. Shukpuk, Wilson with the open three, it's off the mark as well. Rebound, Lyon had it touched left, so she tried her hardest to get back to it. 27-18, 9-point advantage for the Bristol Bay Angels.
Newman's inbounding the ball.
Kazakin with it, full court pressure. Kazakin going down, bounce pass to Mack. Mack wants to drive that baseline, but she doesn't have the speed to do that. Kazakin out between the circles now with the ball. He sets things up, gets a pick. Newman has it now over to Calver. Calver would drive in with the shot off the mark, rebound by Wilson. Angels just kind of standing around on that off defensive rebound. Lob pass into Hansen. Hansen back out to Moorcroft, top to Lynchukuk. Right side is Wilson shoots. It's a two.
Nice shot from about 17 feet away. 29 points for Bristol Bay and 18 for the rookies. 6:39 left to go in the fourth quarter now as the rookies cross half court.
Newman loses control of it as she goes down that right side, left side. 29-18 here. Shout out to KSDP Sandpoint. They're carrying the King Cove rookie game. We're glad to bring it your way.
Riley tried to drive through two people there, Riley Lyon for Bristol Bay, and the rookies stole it right away.
Two people and four legs.
Yeah.
So that's a lot to go through. A blocking foul on Wilson as Mack drives the right side of the key. 1-1. It's a little bit tight there for Michaela Wilson.
Calvert's inbounding the ball here.
Lob pass out. Tip controlled by Neshukpuk as it was a little on the short side. Neshukpuk giving it to Lyon. Back to Neshukpuk. Up, off the glass for Ruth Neshukpuk. She's got four now. 31-18. 6 minute mark. Fourth quarter. Zakin. She gets a pick. Goes to the left. Come back to the right. Calvert with a 3-point attempt. Little short. Rebounded by Neshukpuk. Neshukpuk should have had that lob pass up to Moorcroft, but she's a little hesitant on that one. Neshukpuk will keep control. Moorcroft into Lyon at the free throw line. Over to Wilson. Back up to Neshukpuk. Wilson's on the right. Moorcroft has it on the left. She's got a 3-point shot going, and she hits it.
34 now for the Angels and 18 for the
King Cove
rookies.
16 points alone by Moorcroft. Kazakin, Calver. Calver's got Hansen on her. Tough shot by Calver.
Out the front of the rim, rebounded by Lyon.
Lyon's going to bring it down fast.
She got 3-on-2.
She's going to pop a 15-foot shot, and it goes in. Riley Lyon with 6.
They just left her standing all alone there. And we got a timeout by King Cove. 36-18, 4:57 left to go.
Yetchmenev and Randall will be coming back in for the King Cove rookies when we resume play.
Yeah, they.
You know, the Angels, once they really start running nice, fast breaks, they get better control of their game. When they're bringing it down a little slower than normal, I think that really throws off their timing a little bit.
Well, especially tonight with Calver in the middle for King Cove, because then they start trying to run their offense, and Calver's one of the first girls that they met up with that's big enough and is playing great defense down there and really disrupted what they normally can make some nice little passes into Hannah or Anna Hansen.
Randall trying to get it into Yetchmenev, intercepted by Lyon. Lyon shots off the mark. Neshukpuk with the rebound. Wilson with control of it now up between the circles.
Anna Hansen was standing all by herself underneath the basket on that one.
Neshukpuk up top. Wilson on the left. Back up to Ruth. Ruth's prevalent to the right side. It's Kazakin on her. Kazakin comes up from behind to knock it out of Riley's hand. So Kazakin controls it now.
4:26 left to go in
Kazakin
the fourth.
Kazakin with a 3 off the front of the rim. Rebound. Last touch by Mack. 36-18. Bristol Bay doubling up King Cove. 4:21 mark.
It was close all the way till the first couple minutes of the third quarter. It was a close game.
Lob into Lyon is not there. Kazakin. King Cove has multiple opportunities. Randall with a shot. Rebound. Make that blocked by Hansen. But a little body contact as well.
King Cove, they're still playing hard. They're fighting on every possession, trying to steal the ball away and keep in the game here.
You know, and I think if they were to hit a couple of threes, it would be a different ball game because Kazakin has had some good looks, but they just haven't fallen.
Calver, too. She's just the front of the rim.
Yep. First shot by Brandel is good. Second one is on her way and is good as well. 36-20. You know, you think that some coaches should put in the substitution with a nice, comfortable lead, but you'd still have four of the five starting five players out there for Bristol Bay, even if you put in all the substitutions you had,
yeah.
Which is one.
Yeah, that's something that Bristol Bay is going to have to deal with for the rest of the year. If they one of their key players could, you know, you could foul out of any game or get in foul trouble, and that can change the whole game, or you get a sprained ankle. That's why it's important, and I think the coach is doing a good job by this is Tia's second year of basketball, but he's getting her some good court time, and the other girls are getting some trust in her and passing her the ball and involving her in the offense.
20-36 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. Kazakin has 10 points for the rookies, 16-point lead. Leading scorer for the Bristol Bay Angels is Hannah Moorcroft. Lion trying to get in there with some points at 6-5 for both Michaela Wilson and Anna Hansen. So you can just tell, 4 points by Neshukbuk, you can just tell that the shooting has been off for a majority of the ball players. Lob pass does not work. And we've got Calver with an arm block.
That'll be her second foul, I think, with 3:55 left to go in this fourth quarter.
Two team fouls for this second half, so King Cove is playing very excellent, clean ball. Moorcroft into Neshukbuk. Again, a 2-3 zone defense. Neshukbuk left to Moorcroft, back to Neshukbuk. Angels spreading it out really good. Looks like they're going to take some time off.
Well, that's the way you beat his own defense, is to move the ball just like they are until someone gets an open shot.
Or someone wants to go against the coach's duty or orders. Wilson tries to get a give and go, and they intercept the ball. Calver was there, and Wilson fouls her.
I think that's kind of a frustration foul there on that one, because it was Wilson had a good scoring opportunity, and it didn't go.
Michaela's third personal foul. Ball is in the corner to Yashmenov. She gets it out. Riley Lyon continues to catch up with her, but gives her a push right there at the last. Center line.
Coach Lyon, he's still got him going with the man-to-man full court pressure with a 16-point lead, 3:23. I think he's worried that some of those threes might start falling, and this game isn't as far out of touch as
Yashmenov is at the free throw line. He's got a one-on-one situation.
36-20 is the first one's up. No
off,
good. Rebounded by Hansen.
Lyon brings it down left side. Lyon going to the low post on the key. Outlet pass up to Moorcroft. Way out now to Neshukbuk. Wilson's on the right with it. Into Lyon. Neshukbuk. Moorcroft left side. Neshukbuk to Wilson. Wilson's got the ball high above her head. Yashmenov kind of comes to her elbow. Wilson with the three is off the mark and behind the board. It'll be King Cove ball. Yashmenov. Crossover dribble. Oh, Yashmenov making a very fundamental mistake as she passes it back across the center line to Kazakin.
I'm still on the fence about the three-point line. I don't know if it doesn't involve your teammates that much in the game. So many of them settle for just that.
Ball is taken away by Calver. Moorcroft had a poor pass into Lyon. Ooh, whack from Moorcroft on Yashmenov. Yashmenov went down, and
yeah.
Moorcroft.
That looked like a good block until Hannah's arm hit the other girl's arm, and she knocked her off her feet. And that was, I think, that wasn't a tricky one for the. That was for the referee to decide.
It's benefits. Make that. Brandel is at the line. Brandel's shot is up and good. Substitution's coming in. Brandel has 3:21-36.
2:31 left to go.
Neshukbuk to Moorcroft. Lyon, Neshukbuk. Wilson, give and go. Into the lane goes Wilson. Ball is off the mark. Rebound by Brandel. Brandel crossover. She's got Lyon to beat. He gets tapped. The ball gets tapped. Controlled by Lyon. A nice job there by Riley Lyon.
That's good timing.
Spin move at the center line as Kazakin slowed her down. Wilson. Hansen with an 18-foot shot, not there. Rebound by Calver. Calver out to Max. Max got handed it off to Kazakin.
Minute 48 left to go in this fourth quarter.
Kazakin into the paint, back out to Kelver. She should have had that shot. She should have took it. Nothing gained, nothing tried, nothing gained, as they say. Ball is tipped by Bristol Bay. It will, King Cove still controls it. Randall in, Mack in the right corner, left corner, Mack into the center line, Beecher man.
So going to the line for 2 points here.
Okay.
Number 10.
Kankel Mack. She likes to play basketball, I think. She gives it 100% right there. Ball is off the back and off the front of the rim. 36-21.
Yeah, the game seems closer than that. I mean,
Mack's second shot goes in. She's in the scorebook.
King Cove's been getting good shots. I mean, they're not having trouble getting shots. They've been making some good passes, just some haven't been falling.
Bristol Bay breaks the full court pressure. Lyon at the free throw line, back out to the Shookbook. Wilson. Wilson doesn't have Hansen in the corner to pass it to, so she's got to come back out to the Shookbook. The Shookbook's going to take a three, hits it. Decides to pull the hammer back and shot.
Yes.
Kazakin has a minute left to go.
Nice shot by Ruth from the top of the key.
Timeout. Newman going to come back in. You know the coach, you know there's nothing easy about coaching, that's for sure. You've got to get the right mixture of players on the court. And I was just noticing last night as I was calling the Bristol Bay game, you're talking more about people coming in and out all the time than I think that is really necessary. And, I mean, there were substitutions coming in every second, it seemed like, you know, during a free throw. And so the mix that the Bristol Bay Angels have on the court now, they play with each other a lot during the game because there's only six gals.
Yeah, it makes the coaches' decisions a little easier.
Definitely. Kelver, three-point line, doesn't take it. Kazakin goes in, hands off to Newman with a shot. Wilson with the rebound for the Angels. She's got 45 seconds. She's going to take it down that far sideline. Matt Cup catches up with her, slows her down. Wilson makes that Nishukpuk to Moorcroft.
Another three for Hannah. She's turned into a really good three-point shooter. When she makes a couple, you've got to get out and contest her. She's
Kazakin quickly down the left side. Kelver with an attempt from a three. Not there. Utek looks like she was the last one to touch it.
42-22 for the score here.
24 seconds left to go. Wilson bringing it across the line. Wilson giving it up to Thompson. Thompson back to Wilson. The Shookbook grabs the high pass. Thompson to Hansen in the corner. The give and go is not there. Moorcroft with another three.
Once she goes right to the same spot. I think you can stand on the board that she likes to shoot from out there on the floor. And once she gets rolling from there, she's tough to stop.
45-22 is the final score of the Bristol Bay Angels defeating the King Cove Rookies. Quickly thanking our post-game sponsors, Delta Western, Penn Air, Glacier Construction, Alaska Sportsman Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Bristol Bay Borough, D&D, Al Lou's Bed and Breakfast, King Flying Service, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, NEA, Lita Creek Fisheries, Bristol Bay Cellular, Worldwide Fuel, CNC Heating, all fine sponsors of Angels basketball here on KAKN. And thank you for KSDP Sandpoint, 8:30 a.m., for bringing you King Cove rookie basketball. The rookies were led by Peyton Kazakin with 10 points, 6 by Newman, 4 by Kelver, 1 by Utek, Mack, and 3 points by Emily Brandel. For the Bristol Bay Angels, let me count the ways. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-pointers by Hannah Moorcroft and a couple of free throws adds up to 22. 6 points by Riley Lyon. Anna Hansen with 5, 7 for Nishukbuk, 5 by Wilson. Now, if it wasn't for Moorcroft's three-pointers, John, it would have been a much closer game.
Yeah, once she gets rolling like that, you almost have to devote a person to making sure that doesn't happen and get out of the zone, because they were passing the ball really good on the around the zone defense. And you'd almost be, well, I think against this team today, if they could have Culver just sort of in the middle roaming around trying to stop stuff and one of the little girls chasing Hannah around, it would have changed things up.
Yes, and again, you got to know your players. You've got to know what they are able to do. And I don't think a man-to-man defense would have done much different for King Cove, but they never tried it. Moorcroft was left all alone when that ball was moved around the circle very fast.
Against the man-to-man, Bristol Bay has different scorers. Riley can score, Anna can score, and they might have got rolling that way, but you just can't leave Hannah from that spot.
Bristol Bay Angels win this one against the King Cove Rookies 45-22. And we'd like to thank our listeners from KSDP standpoint for being with us. Enjoy the tournament. If you're in the Naknek area coming down, the boys will be playing Manicotic in 24 minutes. We'll send it back to the studios in Bob Lee.